I walked into my bedroom, and there on the floor was a 2-foot-long slug undulating wildly. It looked angry, so rather than picking it up and taking it outside, I left it there to calm down. Then, I headed into the kitchen for an afternoon snack, like I typically do. But when I opened the fridge, I found a pack of possums devouring my food, singing songs, and generally having a grand old time. So as not to disturb the possums, I quietly closed the door and left the kitchen. In case you're wondering, I did not usually have possums in my fridge, but there was a giant slug in my bedroom, so I felt the possums were not entirely strange. In fact, I avoided 3 sheep grazing on my carpet as I made my way into the living room, where I thought I would listen to some music and contemplate what exactly was going on in my house. But there, sleeping peacefully in the center of my living room, was a giant gorilla, curled up next to an also sleeping walrus. I simply couldn't wake these 2 charming creatures, and decided I would have to postpone listening to music until later. Speaking of music, I heard quite a pleasurable tune coming from what seemed to be the bathroom. Now this, I thought, is strange, because I don't have a stereo in my bathroom. I walked past my open closet in which, by the way, a wild turkey and a mongoose were having a wrestling match, and I peered into the bathroom. There I saw a lizard in the shower playing drums, a pony supplying some low tones on an electric bass, an extremely talented sea urchin playing guitar, using the toilet seat as a stage. This band is really good, I thought. This band is also really strange. This whole ordeal, in fact, is out of the ordinary completely. Then, the sea urchin began to sing in English.
This is not strange. You should expect that animals may someday invade your house. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. You wacky humans, ignore the truth.
Although this urchin could not sing as well as it could play the guitar, the message, I thought, was quite profound. I decided to leave, at least for a while, and let these animals make their own decision about my house. Walking out, I saw grass coming up through the floor, and shrubs and trees coming up also. My car outside was overgrown with plants, and a bunch of small rodents were playing around inside of it. I walked away, thinking about the relationship of humans, animals, and plants.